up, guys?
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Good.
How was your Christmas, and was that a work day for you guys, or did you give the staff the day off?
No, we all got the day off, timed out perfect. It was nice. Got to stay at home and open presents, and took the kids to see Jumanji. We had a good day.
How did you guys come out of that game from a health standpoint?
We came out pretty good. Just talked to Ferg here a little bit ago. You know, we had Ruben, who got another stinger. He'll be limited this week with it, but he should be all right for Sunday. And Colbert had an AC sprain, so he'll be limited also, but should be okay for Sunday too.
You know, those guys obviously play a pretty violent game, and they're not the biggest guys. And Robert Saleh talked about that a little bit with Ruben, about maybe just getting the guy to the ground rather than trying to knock everybody out. I mean, is that something you guys are concerned about going forward with those two guys?
It's something we definitely have to look into, you know, especially the amount that's happened to both of them. It's one of the things that makes them best, how hard that they do hit. But I think we're going to have to look into it a lot this season and see, based off techniques and things like that, if we could not lose what they do so great, but also put them in a better position to stay healthy.
Kyle, you've spoken about having seen Jimmy at Eastern Illinois and scouted him coming into the draft. Were his improvisational skills apparent coming out of college, or has that surprised you, pleasantly surprised you these last few weeks?
No, it has pleasantly surprised me. You know, you saw it in college, but you see a lot of that from everyone in college, and also they just ran a scheme where they got rid of the ball so fast, so you didn't get to see it as much as you'd like, and saw it a couple times in the few games that he played in New England, and you know, since he's been here, he's been great with it, so it's been nice. We've got a number of three-man rushes in the red zone, and when you get that, very rare are people open in rhythm, so it's going to go to off schedule, and he's done a real good job of creating a few down there and get us some points.
Hey, Kyle, going back to Ruben, is this at all related to the shoulder injury that he had and the surgery he had in the offseason?
No, it's two completely different things. He tore a rotator cuff in college, and these are just stingers he's got on his shoulders.
Kyle, what can you say about the job that Rich Gangarello has done with Jimmy since he got here? I know he's spent most of the time with him since he arrived. How has he helped him progress and get ready to play and produce so quickly?
Rich has been huge. You know, Rich is a very hard worker, knows the stuff inside and out, and he's been committed to catching Jimmy up. You know, it's been a huge challenge for both of them, having to catch up in the time of year that he was brought in. But those guys haven't taken any time off. They've gone as hard as you possibly could, and I think that's why they've gotten better each week.
Kyle, you talked about the silver linings, you know, during that stretch where you lost those five games so closely. Do you think, I mean, you obviously don't want to start 0-9, but do you think the lessons that you've learned from earlier in the season has carried over these last few games?
Yeah, I definitely believe so. I believe, you know, it was hard when we went through it, but the fact that we were able to get through it and still find a way to get some wins here recently, I think it made our team stronger. You know, when you go through some real hard things with each other and you make it through there, and you know, I feel you get stronger from that stuff, and I think our team has gone tighter through it. They've gone stronger, and that's led to us starting to win a few games and have more confidence, and I believe our team feels that they can are tough enough mentally to get through anything.
I know you've talked about momentum going into the off season, but how tangible is that? I mean, obviously, you know, there's going to be 9 months off between games. How do you take momentum into an off season and use that constructively?
You know, I think it can be overrated. It also could be underrated at sometimes. It depends on the people you have and how they show up ready to go. If you end the season on a real positive note and you got a group of guys that like reading their own press clippings and feeling good about themselves so they can relax, then that type of stuff will hurt you. If you got guys who aren't fazed by whether people say good things or bad things about you, it doesn't matter. You just work as hard as you can and do as good as you can every single day, then I think we'll be all right. You know, we feel good about where things have are ending right now. We think we're playing better, but by no means have we arrived. We got a long way to go. We better keep getting better, and you know, the guys will get healthy and get away here for a little bit, but I plan when guys come back to phase one, they're coming back just as hungry, if not more hungry, ready to get this thing going.
Kyle, when you're looking at Jared Goff, do you look mostly at this season's film, or do you look at all at when he struggled last season?
I mean, right now you only look at this year. You're trying to, you know, see what they're doing schematically, how they use them, how they play. You know, I looked at them last season, last year, but this year it's only right now.
Oh, yeah, so many.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
You had so
Matt
many
Breida
rookies
had one of his
contribute.
Better games. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Barrows.
This is Matt.
There you go.
You had so many rookies contributing in Sunday's game over the last month. Have you been cognizant of a rookie wall? Have you seen any evidence of these guys sort of you know, struggling with the extra games that they're playing versus the college season?
I thought I felt it a little bit earlier in the year. I don't feel it now. I think we've kind of gone through that, and I think those guys are playing as good as they've played all year. We've been playing with those guys throughout the year, and, you know, I thought, you know, I think that rookie wall hits guys a little earlier than people expected, and especially when you're playing early in the season. So, you know, I think that's why our bye week was so needed. I think that bye week helped us get healthier, but I also think it helped a lot of the rookies and everything just step back a little bit and come in and allow us to focus on these last six games. To finish up, and I think they're playing as good as they've played all year right now.
Thanks.
Matt Breida had one of his best games this weekend. How has he grown throughout the season, and is he a candidate to be a starter next year?
Yeah, I think Matt Breida has the ability to, and he's gotten better throughout this year. You know, he showed up in OTAs, rookie minicamp for us, ready to go right away. He's been extremely impressive since the first day he's gotten here. He's stayed that the same way all year. I think he's gotten better at running throughout the season. I think he's doing a better job right now of breaking some tackles. And I think he had one of his better games Sunday.
What do you see out of Jared Goff and his improvement this year? What is it about that's happened to him that makes him so much better?
Well, I think they've got him a little more balanced attack, you know, where they're doing very good running the ball. They're doing very good passing the ball. You got to defend a lot of different people and stop a lot of different guys that can make plays. And, you know, they started out good that way early this year. And he's just gotten more confidence as it's gone, as you see in a lot of these guys. But the way they've started out this year, I think, helped give him a little bit of boost. And each week he's gotten better from that. And you can tell he's just playing with a lot of confidence. You know, he's not hesitant to let it rip. He knows when to be aggressive. He knows when not to force it to. He's doing a much better job getting them some bigger plays, eliminating the turnovers, and really getting the ball into some of his playmakers' hands and letting them do a lot of the work.
Did you know that Robbie Gould was that fast?
A little bit about Todd Gurley.
Robbie Gould was that fast?
Yeah.
I did not know that. He works out here pretty hard and does everything all the guys do, but I did not realize he had that speed.
Can you talk a little bit about Todd Gurley and his versatility and how to defend against that?
He's as big a challenge as there is for anyone. You know, just I thought he's one of the better guys I've ever studied coming out of college. He looked that way his first year, definitely. I know he had a little setback last year, but this year he looks like that exact same guy. He's physical enough to run you over. He's a big guy, but he's got track-type speed, and he is very smooth at getting in the right holes. You know, he's a very natural runner to where he always goes to the gap that people are out of position, and when he hits it, he so naturally can hit it at full speed that if guys aren't closing, that what can normally be a 6-yard run for someone else, for him it's an 80-yard run, and he's to the house fast.
Kyle, obviously the Rams have had a big turnaround this year. Just from what you've seen, what do you think has been the key to that? And is there anything from what they did, whether it's personnel-wise last offseason or even into this season, that you could maybe take and use as a blueprint as you head into this offseason?
No, I don't think he really uses a blueprint. They've accumulated a number of good players over the years. Their players have stayed healthy. I think they made their, you know, they had the quarterback a couple years ago where they made the move for. They got him a few weapons this year, and They have one of the best running backs in the NFL also. So I think it helped them adding a couple guys to their offensive line, and I think their offensive line has stayed healthy for the first time in a number of years. And they've had those big-time playmakers on defense for a while, and now you got everybody going in the same direction. And, I think the results aren't that surprising when you look at some of the people that they have on paper. And, you know, having Sean in there running their scheme on offense helps a ton, and having a very sound, proven scheme with what Wade does on defense. And they've always been very good in special teams with what they do with Fossil there, and they're extremely talented also. So I don't think it's much of a surprise what they're doing.
Kyle, as a play caller, do you find yourself gaining a rhythm that maybe, you know, is a product of just the offense being more productive that maybe you weren't able to find earlier in the season?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I talk about that a lot. I mean, the more you can stay out there, the more of a rhythm you can get into. The more that certain plays work, that you convert on third down, that you can put together some drives and not have a three and out. Then to me, that's when play calling starts to matter. You get to set things up. You have things that play off of each other. When you don't do well on third down, you have too many three and outs, or you start off real bad to where you're behind, then you kind of lose your game plan. You're not really running your scheme very much. And I thought we've done a real good job recently of playing some complementary football in all three phases, eliminating turnovers, getting turnovers, and to me, doing much better on third down, which really allows us to run more of an offense.
The playmakers on the Rams defense, how do you prepare your offense to play against Aaron Donald?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you got to try to game plan as much as you can. When you are an inside player, it's not the easiest to always help them and stuff, unless you want to put your tight ends on some guys that are very tough to block by themselves also. So he's going to have his. That's why he's one of the better players in the league. You just got to make sure when he does that you don't turn the ball over, and you can find a way to counter him with a few plays to take advantage of what the stuff he does best. But he's a good player. You got to understand that. He's going to have some good plays in the game. You just got to make sure he doesn't completely change and dominate that game with turnovers.
Jimmy was asked about his sidearm throw the other day. He said it was his baseball background coming through. He may have been joking, but is there something to be said about that? Guys that do have a baseball background, just being able to throw the ball in a number of different ways?
I don't know. I know a lot of guys who play baseball who can't throw the ball like that. So it's I think God has to give you that ability first and foremost. I think you do see that probably just – I'm not the biggest baseball guy, but you do see it from shortstops and second basemen, especially when they're turning two. But that's a little bit harder to do with the football and a little bit harder to do when you're running to your left. So there's not many people who can make that throw, but I'm glad we got one of the guys who can.
Kyle, you've got the guys that are very excited, you know, for good reason, about next year, and to the point where Carlos, whether he's half-joking or not, was predicting the Super Bowl. As a coach, do you welcome that, that type of enthusiasm, or at some point do you maybe want to rein that in?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would want to rein that in. I haven't spoke to Carlos yet. Just from what I know of Carlos, I have a pretty good feeling that he was halfway joking, but I haven't seen him yet. But, no, definitely, that's not something that we want, because that's not – I don't believe that's the way you should think. You can't control what's going on next year. You only can worry about right now. And I thought we had a good game on Sunday. We got to make sure we focus on the Rams this week, or you can be humbled extremely fast. And when it comes to this offseason, you're not – sitting there focusing on Super Bowls, focusing on playoffs, you're focusing on how to be the best person, best player, best coach you can be, whatever that is, and then everything else is just part of competing. But when you start focusing on things like that and everything, you get humbled very fast.
You guys good?
How many stars do you give Jumanji?
Whatever really good is that 5 stars? I liked it. I thought it was really funny.
All right, good.
I thought you were
5 stars.
I thought you were taking the kids to the R-rated stuff now.
I do that when the wife's not around. She's a little more uptight about it than me.
Fair enough.
Don't say that or report that. She'll be very annoyed with me for it.
All right, guys. See you tomorrow.
All right, guys.